Passage 94. A Unicorn Presents Books. The legendary tale told that once a Chelian, a fabulous animal, delivered some books to Confucius. Chelian was a Chinese legendary animal known as the Chinese unicorn by Western writers. It looked like a deer, but with a single horn on its head, large fish scales on its body, and a tail like that of an ox. Legend goes that once when he lay half asleep, Confucius saw a red glow rise and stay undispersed at a certain spot in the distance. He was surprised and puzzled, asking himself, "Could this mean that some sage has appeared to give me enlightenment?" Confucius had not become a famous scholar yet prior to this event. Although he had travelled to many places to pursue knowledge, he had not made any significant accomplishment. Confucius was very eager and keen to pursue knowledge. Now that he saw this strange scene, he immediately woke up the two disciples who were travelling with him, got into a carriage, and hurried in the direction of the light. The day was approaching dawn as they went towards the light. Suddenly, Confucius saw on the riverbank a boy beating a unicorn hard with stones. He hurried to the riverside. When the boy saw someone approaching, he hid the unicorn in a stack of hay and even lied to Confucius and told him that the animal had run in another direction. Confucius was very angry for the boy's lying. He walked directly to the stack and pushed aside the hay, where he saw the animal wounded and pitiably looking up to him for help. Confucius took off some of his own clothes and carefully dressed the wound of the unicorn. The unicorn licked Confucius's hand as if it wanted to express its gratitude. While it was doing so, three books came out of its mouth. Confucius believed that these must be books from heaven and the animal must be a divine creature. From then on, Confucius worked hard studying these books and made rapid progress. Eventually, he became the greatest sage and educationist in China.